But it was, it seemed like I was always going to this little studio over on Dean Martin and doing a Megyn Kelly. And it was really fun. They thought I was an expert on Clive and Bundy only because I'd been to the ranch a couple of times. And I went one night, they had a steak fry, and they invited the media, and I was one of the media, and Jim Marchant was there. I was there. A whole bunch of folks were there. And it was really very, 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 very cool. But Megyn Kelly, I'm glad she's back and she's on TV. And last night, I don't know if you caught this, but Megyn Kelly was on and talking about Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo and how far CNN has fallen. This is cut number 5. Here it is, Megyn Kelly last night.
Oh, it's such a joke. I love it. All I could think of when he got booted out of his own show with his name on it in the primetime down to the morning where he has two other co-hosts sitting there next to him of equal importance and said, it's a promotion, was, sure, Jan.
Yeah, and how about Tapper? Tapper's going to lead with Joe Biden on his first show. He's going to launch his first show, which was, by the way, he's filling the shoes of Cuomo, who got bounced for being a psychotic, crazy, I don't know, sociopath.
But dishonest, unethical man. That's really why Cuomo got bounced. It wasn't about, like, people say, oh, he helped his brother. You could help your brother. You could say, my brother's in a pickle. I need to take a 3-month leave of absence from this job because I'm going to go be a partisan and a brother instead of a news anchor who's coming on the air every night saying, these issues are very important to me and always have been, the Me Too stuff. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, he's like, to the women who are accusing his brother, trying to use his CNN context to smear them. That's a problem of ethics. That's not, oh, he helped his brother, okay? So that was Cuomo. Tapper, I think, has a much better chance of being fair. I'd much rather see Tapper in that role than Cuomo, so that's a start. So I don't know. We'll see. But Cuomo himself cannot Tapper himself cannot turn around the problems at CNN, and he won't.
No. And I was so happy, though, to see Megyn Kelly on with Eric Bolling, because Eric Bolling is a good guy. We had him in here for a speech out at, I think, Las Vegas Country Club, and he was absolutely wonderful. Really nice guy. And then he got bounced from Fox for a variety of reasons. But it'll be interesting to see Megyn Kelly, if she has a larger profile somewhere in the media. Coming up on the show, very excited. Always good to have him. His mom loves the show. And because of that, we have to have her kid on every so often. Because mom's important. There you go. Kevin Child will join us, former Clark County School Board of Trustee member. And we'll talk about what is wrong and what needs to happen to the Clark County School District. Is it a matter of just blowing it up and starting over? You know, breaking up the fifth largest school district in the country? We'll talk about that. And a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. For older Americans, it might be a huge raise. Thursday, Uncle Sam announcing what could be the largest increase in Social Security benefits in some four decades. The boost is meant to allow senior citizens to keep up with inflation, although it is filled with controversy. Critics say the data used to set the increase does not reflect what older Americans are actually spending today. More U.S. adults now feeling financially vulnerable amid high inflation, and that spells trouble for President Biden and fellow Democrats a month before the midterms. The president's three-state swing into the western U.S. this week will capture the White House bid and strategy for a president who remains broadly unpopular. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration and others will hit the campaign trail.
We've been very clear that the president's going to go out, the vice president's going to go out, the cabinet secretaries, and you'll see Democrats in Congress. They're going to talk about the success that we have seen in this administration the last 19 months.
Also at townhall.com, the president goes to the western United States, where he'll be focusing on a Los Angeles City Council scandal.
At a raucous City Council meeting yesterday, protesters demanding the resignation of those members. Nuri Martinez, who was president, took a leave of absence after this one-year-old tape of her calling the black son of white council member Mike Bonin derogatory terms surfaced. Martinez calls him a little monkey, apologized, but did not resign. Council member Bonin said yesterday at the meeting she needs to.
First, you must resign and then ask for forgiveness.
I'm Julie Walker.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
You know how much you're really paying for life insurance through work? I can almost guarantee you're overpaying for limited coverage. I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent for over 20 years. My clients are shocked to learn how expensive life insurance at work really is because of a rate that's driven up by unhealthy people. Why pay more when you don't have to? For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% or more by shopping highly rated insurance carriers. I found a 40-year-old man with high blood pressure, a $500,000 policy, for only $18 a month. Don't procrastinate. Workplace open enrollment will be here soon. Let SelectQuote save you money and get you the coverage you need to protect your family.
For your free quote in just minutes, call 1-800-865-2266. That's 1-800-865-2266. 1-800-865-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com.
Full details on example policy and carrier ratings at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police Captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the City Council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
It's 204, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. A judge has again delayed a preliminary hearing for former Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs. Defense attorneys said they needed time before the preliminary hearing when a judge will determine if there is enough evidence for Ruggs to stand trial. Justice of the Peace Ann Zimmerman set another hearing for that case for the 1st of February of next year. A 23-year-old Ruggs, who was reportedly driving 156 miles per hour seconds before the fiery November 3rd crash, which killed 23-year-old Tina Tenter. Prosecutors have said his blood alcohol level after the crash was 0.16%, That's twice the legal limit for drivers in the state of Nevada. Well, the Golden Knights won the season opener for the fifth time in six seasons and the fourth in a row. The Golden Knights captain showed he was back after scoring a game-winning goal with 24 seconds remaining in his team's 4-3 season-opening win against the Los Angeles Kings last night. The back issues flared up in Los Angeles, which cost Matt Stone 45 games last year, and it played a major role in the Knights missing the playoffs for the first time in franchise history.
CQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a crash, Interstate 15 southbound. That's at Flamingo. Another incident, that's westbound Bonanza at Betty Lane. And do expect some delays there on the Southern Beltway 215 westbound at Gillespie. There's only one lane as you transition from 215 west to 15 north.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this special edition of Live and Local. I had a great opportunity earlier today to visit with Rob Lauer from 360 NewsLasVegas.com. And I got to tell you, he's a fascinating guy, and he's like an investigative reporter. But I asked him to give me a sense of where we are in this election cycle.
Well, I would tell you my first thing is Sam Peters, Mark Roberts, and April Becker are outstanding, outstanding candidates. We have a great – and if anyone knows me very well, I don't give compliments out very easily. These people have been working hard for the last almost 2 years, running for Congress, done all the right things, scandal-free, doing work, raising money, and running a strong campaign. But I think it comes down to, finally, at the end, it's going to come down to the price of gas and the price of groceries. I think those two things are going to determine who wins and who loses. But it also there's all these crises going on, right? We have a border crisis, foreign relations crisis. We have a law and order crisis. We have an education crisis. And the Democrats, all they're doing is throwing abortion up at the wall. And the secret is, here's a little secret. They know they can't talk about this crisis, so they're throwing abortion up, hoping to agitate their Democrat base to turn out. That's their only hope, is to get Democrats to turn out. You don't hear them talking about their records and what they've done for our country. You don't hear Sisolak saying anything about how well he's done to help us through the pandemic and all the great stuff he did. He doesn't talk about any of that. It's all about abortion, because they know they don't have a case.
Well, and can I tell you, the one disappointment I have in Sheriff Joe's campaign has been this this inability to connect Sisolak to Dieter. I mean, there are people that still today are calling about unemployment benefits, and Dieter's not helping them. I mean, all of the failures of this administration, and I'm not sure that we've itemized it yet. Do you think we will?
Well, I think we still have some time. He's got some great folks. Ryan Irwin is a solid campaign consultant. He knows what he's doing. But I think you know, they're focused on the scandals, and the scandals related to COVID, and 360 News has reported a great deal about a lot of these scandals, particularly about the COVID North Shore scandal. We were highlighting one of his commercials. But I think you're right. Deegers has been a huge problem.
And I really...
And here's the other thing that people don't talk about. And so while Deegers was going on and they couldn't pay the bills, people were being called non-essential and being shut out, shut home, and not being able to work. And there's people still trying to get money from Deegers. At the same time, the Sisolak ordered two private jets at taxpayer expense and were delivered in the middle of the crisis and been operating with two private jets when you already had private jets that were older. So that's what they're spending their money on. That's what they're spending their time on. And that's something that I think a lot of people don't realize is what this governor has done. He's just taken care of himself. No big contract to his wife that I reported on to the Water Authority gave his wife a $250,000 no bid contract. And in the contract, they didn't put the word Sisolak, they put on her maiden name. So this governor is dirty, and I think Lombardo has done a great job of bringing that out. They've reported all that. But have they talked about the other issues? I think education. I was at an education conference with Lombardo and at a church, and I think they're doing a great job. They have parents, part of parents who's helping them. They're talking about school choice. That's really the answer to all this. It's not trying to fix this broken school system. You know, we just reported about the $75,000 bonus that Jara got. What a joke. What a joke. We're 50th in the country, and he gets a bonus larger than most teachers' salaries for a year. It's just failed politics all around in the state, and our only choice is school choice.
Let me just ask you, we found out this week in a TV report that the district is spending tens of thousands of dollars on mediation sessions and conflict resolution. And by the way, this isn't for the students. It's for the school board. It's the board of trustees. Can you talk a little? Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about this board of trustees? We're going to have Kevin Child on a little bit later on in the show, and talk about what they're doing. I mean, some of the stuff they're doing, they teach the kids this, but we have to do this for adults.
Well, you know, I've reported greatly about all the candidates who are running for school board right now, and the ones who are on the board that are running, and Katie Williams and all the others. And frankly, you know, these folks only get $900 a month to be on the school board to run a $6 billion organization. The quality people we're attracting are bottom of the barrel. The president of our school board is the least qualified person in this whole state to run the school district. And Cavazos, the previous school president, is a family therapist, and she can't get along with any of these people. So they're all you know, just a mess. They're all liberals who don't get along with each other, who all are woke. And doesn't that say it at all? I mean, these people support supposedly diversity and compassion, and yet look how they are with each other.
Yeah, I mean it's. I mean, this group can't agree on where to have lunch, much less some of the weightier issues. My question is, how did they go from firing Jesus Jara to rehiring him to giving him a $75,000 raise, as you reported? And tell me how that happens.
Well, it's really simple. The current president, so the group of Danielle Ford and some others decided to get rid of him. Because he, frankly, has been a failure on every level. And Katie Williams, who's a Republican, who I've called out this week strongly, and she actually ran as a Republican conservative, Trump supporter, and against Jara, and now voted for Jara, which I'm very disappointed with her. And then we have Brooks, who she's teamed up with, who's a Bernie Sanders socialist, who's also supporting Jara. And then we have this other, the president of the school district. And she was not the president prior. And that's the backstory is when they originally got rid of Jara, they flipped her in favor of Jara. And there was a backroom deal, obviously, because immediately after Jara was reinstated, she got elected as the president of the school board, even though she's the least qualified. That's how she became the president. So there was all this back office politics that went on. And Jara has just been a disgraceful. He's had this restorative justice program where they actually rated, this is in their own rating system, claiming that he's highly effective. One of the items was that he reduced the number of black and minority kids that were disciplined, regardless if they needed it or not, regardless if they were causing fights, regardless of what they were doing. The fact that his goal was just to reduce the discipline of kids because of their race, period. That was on the item. This is the kind of people we're talking about. That's why, you know, if you have a kid today, you know, you have to just do whatever you can to get your kids out of these public schools and get into private schools and pay whatever you have to get out of this. This is a disaster. We're never going to be able to save these people from the school system. It's a disgrace. I mean, we've had to run people, good people run, and it's just hard to get elected in these seats because it's just dominated by Democrats.
Indeed. Rob Lauer, the founder and political reporter for 360 News Las Vegas. .com. Really, really good service. Yeah, they're always scooping everybody. I mean, it's just incredible. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's get some phone calls. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. We always love your input. And one of the things we like to do is open up our phone lines to you and give you an opportunity to join us. 702, in fact, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Michael. Michael, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. I just called in blindly, talked to gentleman Jim. I'm visiting Los Angeles right now, trying to figure out how I can either come up with $750 for a new fuel pump or, better, get my car towed to Tijuana where it won't cost as much to fix.
Oh, there you go.
But I figured I'd take a break from all that. Take a break from all that and listen to you online here on the Simple Radio app. It's the easiest one to use. Free plug for Simple Radio, if you don't mind.
Oh, that's a dynamite. What's on your mind?
It was a nice surprise hearing you filling in this morning. I wish I'd known I would have tuned in sooner.
There you go.
So maybe we'll do that again sometime.
No, that'd be great.
So
great.
KMCQ management is listening, yeah, you should use Kevin as a fill-in host for, more often, actually.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, get me up.
You could have filled in for Jim Bohannon. He was off for like 3 months. You could have filled in for him instead of that other guy, Jim Bohannon. You'd be a good fill-in host for him.
Michael, what's on your mind?
Well, all right. Don't want to be a Debbie Downer here, but I cannot think about what happened on the Strip last week with the crazy guy, whether he was from Guatemala or not, and why ever he stabbed those ladies without crying after about a minute. So I try not to think about it because I've been a street performer myself. Not so much on the Strip. It's not as good for me as First Friday or Fremont, but I was at the Wynn just before leaving town just to walk around a nice casino before, you know, and I'd be gone for about a month or so. We're heading down the freeway last Tuesday. And I'm like, geez, you know, and this and everything else. And we need to come up with a short, pithy expression called time to end the 52-year-long experiment known as deinstitutionalizing the mentally ill, because it is a colossal failure. You know who would be turning 82 last week if we hadn't stopped locking up crazy people? John Lennon, that's who.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Michael, I gotta run. I gotta hit a break here, but be careful getting back here and get your car fixed, would you please? And get out of the People's Republic of California.
On November 1st.
There you go. We'll see you when you get back. That's Michael. I need to take a break. We'll get to Cyrus. We'll get to all the rest of you. You want to join us? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let our producer, Gentleman Jim Dallas, know. He'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Everybody grab your surfboard and head to the beach.
Vacation is here.
Beach party tune.
Back by popular demand, the showroom at South Point presents that surfer dude who's been surfing and singing for decades, Frankie Avalon. October 14th to the 16th. Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com, or charged by phone 702-797-8055. Get your tickets now, as this show is selling out fast.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Tired of long waits and rushed care at the ER and urgent care clinic? Next time, stay home and let Dispatch Health bring the power of the hospital to you.
I call Dispatch Health. A care team of medical professionals actually come to your house.
They're the same caliber of people that you would see if you were at a hospital or an urgent care.
Dispatch Health can treat most non-life-threatening emergencies.
They can do the x-rays. They can do stitches.
Urinary tract infections, blood tests, urinalysis, ultrasound.
It's almost everything that they can do at the ER.
You never feel rushed. They're there for you and only you.
I felt like their only patient.
And it costs no more than a trip to urgent care because Dispatch Health is covered by most insurance, including Medicare. See if we serve your home at dispatchhealth.com.
Dispatch Health really went above and beyond.
It's wonderful to have care come to your home.
House calls are back, and they're better than ever. Learn more at dispatchhealth.com.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have 2 races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Back to your phone calls we go. Let's go to Cyrus. Cyrus, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, I hope you're doing well. The reason why I called is I wanted to let you know that the voting group that the Republicans really need to work on. And before I begin, I want to let you know I spoke to Mr. Lauer last week regarding fuel prices, so great to see him. But the group that you are not doing so well is among young women, and I think a lot of that has to do with the media and schooling manipulation that they've been infested. And, of course, we know that if they're more likely to get married and have kids, they're more likely to vote red. So I think that a lot of these campaigns going ahead have to go on a lot of outreach. The good news is that a lot of women here, or men, they don't even go to a 4-year institution as much as they do in other areas. But what we also find is that they're less likely than other states to get married. And I think one reason why we may be seeing these results is because, you know, you also have to understand, if you're a young woman and if you're pretty, well, issues like jobs and inflation are not that important because you know the obvious reason.
What's the obvious reason? Because they're working in bars and restaurants and service industry?
Well, I would say...